Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia Hotep. This is part two of parts of the Art of Divination and Vendor Tablet. I want you to know that part two came on earlier today, had a little complication, so we decided to bring part two back to give you the full show. And this show is in reference to divination for the vendor tablets. We are not going to be demonstrating the EFI divination or oracle reading for the benefit of time. It is rather in depth, and we cannot do the full procedure online for EFI. So we are going to be looking at a number of the various different divinations and oracle readings around the world. And the first one we'd like to give you is from the Vendor people. I have it like a three-piece of the divinations around the world, and we are going to be reintroducing those for the benefit of those people who missed orientation several years ago that we gave. And we want to be true to our particular name and what it is we do. We have oracle readers in this room. We are also practicing practitioners as coaches and informing others and teaching others how to understand the purpose of divination. I'd like to read to you a little bit from the Art of Divination, just as a forwarding. And since the dawn of time, men and women of over all across the world have tried to fathom the mystery of the future. The messenger, who is the messenger? And such as shamans, magicians, priests, soothsayers, who are these people that weave a link between the gods and the human beings, as well as between the forces of all the universe and their influences, our lives, our actions and our consequences and our desires and destiny. Each of us in the method of divination presentation in this book, we're going to be introducing you to the concept of family and why family finds it so necessary to look at what the future holds for each individual family member. And we're going to be bringing it to you in the form of relationships as a foundation. And all things must start with a commonality and relationship, even the love affairs that we have and the significant others. But we're talking about understanding in the nuclear family, how does the brother and sister treat one another? How does that correlate over into the father and mother? And how does these relationships become the foundation of our future relationships outside of the home? How must we treat one another in the home, and what are the demonstrations that we can do in the home to change how we're looked at as a unit of a nuclear family? As you notice in the news, most of various different homicide cases come from vindictive family situations, and we want to tie up and address some of the issues that we can break down in the home that can perpetrate from just a simple vindictive behavior to the green-eyed monster jealousy perpetuating in the family. And because that problem has not been alleviated, it leaks over into the relationship. Part of our relationship problems are due to the fact that we have unresolved issues in communicating with our loved ones. So we want to follow after the Vendor people. They teach us that we must understand that a message comes from the father, it comes from the mother, the daughter, and the son. And it's very vital that we know that each one of those messages carry a different, perspective from the four cardinal directions. And I like to give you exactly what the Vendor is saying, linkage to a natural force through those that rule the elements, such as animals, human beings. The Vendor people of Zimbabwe use animal bones, wooden tablets, or flat stones to forecast the future, the forces of nature that are the suitcase home upon the rain, the fire, the wind, the our reflection in the ties that link the members of the family, the mother, the father, the son, and the daughter. Each one of these people bear a message. And that is what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. What message? What message do they bear? How do we address their messages? And here is the perspective of each one of the cardinal direction. the Father. The Father is the water, the rain, the seed, the life force of the family. The Mother is the fertile earth, the home, protection. The Son is the fire, lightning, instinct, passion. The daughter is the air, the wind, and the deathful charm in the family. And when we want to get a message or a glimpse into relationships, we toss our vendor chips or our wooden vendor chips. And when they face down, they are asleep. They cannot speak to us. When they face up, they are speaking to us and addressing our specific problem. And I like to give that number out for our phone line numbers. Our phone line number here is 646-478-0270. And this is our session for the vendor people. And for those of you who would like to call in, please do call in, because we would love for you to call in. I don't see our clock running here. Going to see what's going on. It's been a little bit crazy around here. However, you know, I don't know if I should go with that or not, because we're having some problems with that. So I'll just continue on as if we're not in the room. So for the benefit of those people that are listening, I'd like for you to direct your attention to our chat room. We are going to get that chat room open for you so that if any of you would like to call in or leave remarks, you can. And that number, once again, is 646-478-0270. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Omi Inca 7. And I'm conducting the actual oracles for the vendor teaching. And for those of you who might be taking notes and want more information, we are not doing the IFA oracle readings for the benefit of the length of time. It is too in-depth and lengthy, and you need to go to a Baba Law for that type of reading. We're only doing the actual vindications from around the world, and one of them happens to be the vendor people. And in speaking on the vendor people, as I explained to you the characteristics of the mother, father, son, and daughter, I'm going to stop for a minute, and I'm going to give a prayer, and then I'll go right into my divination. And I will do a demonstration on myself, and if anybody would like to call in, they can. I'm not seeing what's going on with our session here. It seems to have stopped, but let me see if we can get something going here. Okay. I don't know why the music is still playing. We've had a lot of trouble here. I don't know why this music is still playing. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, look like the music is still playing here. I don't know why. But what I will say to you is this, ladies and gentlemen, we have been on the air for over 6 years, and we have covered all aspects of divination, and we're being true to our nature. We are going to be bringing divination back to you, and we are going to let you see that divination is real, and it's something that you need to incorporate in your life and in your family. Okay, we're going to come back in the room so that you can see us, hopefully. One of the things I want to tell you is that vendor people is just one of the techniques. There are many oracle readings from around the world, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about some of those before we get into the vendor. You know, we have the Egyptian divination that is done. There is the actual oracles of ancient Egyptian that's going to be portrayed, that I will be teaching on, the Jogo Dos divination, the Gohani vindications for teaching oracle reading, and the Darshani as well as the numerology. There's a lot of numerologists out there that demonstrate through numbers. And then we have the colors. We have the actual colors that are demonstrated for understanding the readings. Then there is the Zulu divination as well that we're going to be teaching on, the Mahabo demonstration, the Kling deviation, and the Ptolemaic near deviation. So divination. So we'll be teaching on those throughout the year so we can stay true to form. We've done a lot of teaching in here, and I kind of like to relax and rest back in my specialty area without having to do a lot of programs that are outside of our realm. And we're going to be bringing some experts to speak on those topics as well. So today, in trying to bring you into corresponding with what we're doing, there will be no more commercials tonight because when we try to switch over into commercials, our system tends to go out. And because I'm working with a brand new system now, I got to get more familiar with how to put that Skype in there and use it at the same time. And we tried that earlier today, and I might need to have my microphone. And because I don't, we're going to do it from these phone lines. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here at Oracle Reads, Oracle Readings by Omiinka 7 and Tribe. Now, for the longest, our name has been Care to Read, and sometimes I might even say Care to Read, but forgive me and bear with me as we still try to get acquainted to our new name that within the last year that we incorporated. That's because we were doing so much work on mind, body, soul, and spirit. Now, I like to tell you this much. I am an ancestral child, and I do believe in the paranormal. And for the longest, I did not fit into the category of the arena of the people of the cross, and that would mean you're evangelist, which is what I started out as. And because I had such vivid dreams of people and could see into the lives of those of my loved ones, I had to shut down and to close out those gifts that I had in order to participate in the Christian arena world. I no longer am afraid to display those gifts, and I don't really care what the Christians think or believe because that was my foundation, and I used it as a stepping stone to grow on into other things. And I am an ancestral child, so I do see spirit and I do commune with spirit. And my mother was introduced to me as a child as my spirit realm. So I've always had spirit in my life, and I've always had an altar to dedicate to my mother. And then following that, at 10 years old, my father. So I would like to say that I lost my parents at a very early age, so I had no other reason but to cling to spirit because that's what comforted me and gave me encouragement that someone was always with me. So as I introduced to you spirit, I introduced it from a perspective of where I was as a child and have not left since. And I don't care what anyone says and whatever anyone believes, I do believe in the paranormal, and I do believe we can connect with spirit, and the spirit does give us answers. I have many questions today, I don't know about you, that I like for the spirit to answer. And I have many requests for my ancestors to open up a way and a door for me. There's many questions that I like answered by my ancestors, and I like assistance from them. And we call on them because they're the closest thing to God, and they're the ones that can open doors for us when there seems to be no one else out there advocating for us. Now, for the benefit of those who don't know me, I am Omiinka 7, Zanu. I am the godchild of Chief Metahochi. I was under his tutelage for more than 5 years. Also, Adiemi Shabazz was one of the instructors that led me through the training of Ifa. And I knew about spirit long before I came into Ifa. I knew that spirit exists because my sisters were spiritualists, and they were constantly burning candles asking for things. and asking me if I could feel it, if I could see it. So eventually, as a child, I began to see my mother, and I began to have visitations with her. So I knew spirit was real, and I knew if I ever needed anything, she was just a whisper away. So I continued to whisper to her and call her in the middle of the night and ask her for things and ask her for assistance. So I know spirit is real. No one has to tell me or teach me that. I know within my spirit that I have made contact with my mother. And people ask me, would you ever like to meet your mother? I said, why would I want to meet my mother when I've always known my mother in the spirit? I have her things, her rings, and I could make contact with her whenever I needed to. So it's very vital that you should understand that you don't have to have a vivid experience like I did in order to understand readings, but you have to have questions that are left unanswered, and you need help. You're at the crossroad. And many times I was at the crossroad, and I always knew to go in my closet and to find spirit. Because spirit knows all things. It sees all things, and it has solutions to all things. All we need to do is listen to spirit, and spirit will be present there as we call on spirit. So as I introduce you to spirit, I tell you that this room was designed to bring about the oracle readings. So the oracle shed light and gives you information and gives you a glimpse into the future of heaven as well as being here on this earth. And there are many things that are hidden, we think, but nothing is hidden in the spirit. All things are revealed. So for those of you who are out there that are secret closet spiritualists who burn your candles secretly and go to the Christian churches and deny spirit, I want you to know that you need to stop it and don't deny spirit anymore. Spirit is your best friend. It will never deny you and never let anything slip up on you. And it will give you things in the realm of spirit that you cannot find in the natural. So as we begin to board on this journey to talk about spirit, we're going to be talking about spirit and oracle readings throughout this year. And I want to stop, and I want to meditate and call on the spirit and invite the spirit in and do a dedication to the spirit. As I permeate and meditate on nothing but pure white light, I ask the spirit to come in to sit and sup with us and be a part of this particular session and journey as we journey on down the road to the path to open doors. We ask the spirit to open all doors that may be shut that we cannot see. And we know that there is nothing unseen or hidden that the spirit cannot see. So we ask the spirit to reveal all things to us as we look into the glimpse of the future to find our destiny and our way through life. We like to call on the ancestors, and I call on my personal ancestors. I call on my father, Robert Jenkins, my mother, Clara Jenkins. I like to call on Tommy P. Harvey, my physical father. I like to call on Yasin, my godfather. I call on Chief Metahochi, Wali Zanu, my teacher, and Adeyemi, my teacher, who is present here with me now. I like to call on Esserly Pope. I like to call on Robert Jr. Jenkins. I like to call on Marvin Jenkins, George Lilly, Sam Lilly, Esserly Pope, Mary Lou Hawkins. I call on Isa Lilly, Bessie Lilly, Anisha Lilly, Michelle Harvey, Mary Lou Hawkins, Michael Harvey, George Lilly, Eugene Lilly. I call on my ancestors who have been with me for eons, who've assisted and guided me. May they be present with me here now today. I like to call on my heroes and sheroes. I like to call on Shekez Diaz, Nat Turner, Louis Armstrong. I call on Madam C.J. Walker. I call on Harriet Tubman. Nina Simone. I call these people in the presence here today and ask them to take up the greater circle, and that we might unite and tap into their aura, and that we may take away from them their melanin and enrich ourselves and enrich our lives. I'd like to thank the ancestors for being present with me. I am an ancestor's child, and my very name means ancestors surround me. May they continue to surround me and give me visualization. I have needs today, ancestors. I ask you to open up every door for me and prosper me and give me favor. Where there might not be favor, open every door to give me favor in my affairs, in consuming a home, a house. May I inherit a house that is great enough to put our family in for our family gatherings. I ask that you will surround me with your blessings and give me favor with man and give me favor with family members. I ask that you will unite loved ones together in our family who might have broken and contrite spirits. I ask that you will bring us back together as brother and sister as we were raised as the 18 children of a family, a blended family. And I thank you that you have not forgotten about us, ancestors, and that you allow me to stand on your shoulders as I crawl over your backs. I know that it is your backs that I stand on, and that I thank you for always being present here with us today. We like to thank the ancestors. We say Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. And if you have any ancestors that you want to call on and say their names, please do so. This isn't a private session just for me. Because of our technology, I won't ask you to call in now. We have the lines open to call in earlier. You will have to come back and listen to this on demand. Now, I like to go into the vendor people's procedure that they use for doing their oracle readings. They don't throw e-kings. They throw the vendor tablets, and these vendor tablets will reveal to them the sleep tablets that are face down and the wake tablets that speak to us in our lives. And these are each one of our four family members, and I'd like to speak to them now and ask them to give me confirmation of what is going on in the family. And we will have another time when you can call in. This is our second time going on the line, and because of the technology, we don't have our lines up so you can actually see me or call in. So I will do the divinations and give you a little bit of insight as to what I'm doing and why I'm doing the reading. Okay, as I told you, there are many different divinations around the world, and I told you that this is just one of the medias that I choose to use because it's user-friendly for the family. Now, this should tell me exactly what is the message for the family that is trying to get to me. Is it through the mother? Is it through the father? Is it through the sister? As I begin to bear with me as I do the reading here. And on the earlier show, I had two readings that I had there for my family, so I'm going to see what this is telling me. Now, I have the staff of the Father, which represents the water, rain, seeds, and the life force itself. Then I have the daughter. The daughter represents the air, wind, and desperal charm. Then I have the sun. The sun represents the fire, lightning, instinct, and passion. So as I go and pull up the reading, bear with me as I do this. This will tell me a little bit more about what's going on in my family and why it's necessary for me to, okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can learn to read parables and energy as well. This is no big secret, and this is not reserved for any group of people. It is open to whosoever will. I think it's a good channel to have to get answers, to get solutions. Sometimes we really need solutions in our problem, in our family. Now, it says father, son, and daughter. That's who I'm reading about. Defended by the wind, the fire, makes the water boil, which warms and purifies the air. In the omen, it says, this is a very good draw, particularly from an intellectual, relational, and spiritual point of view. Rather than a purely materialistic one, do not try to be like someone else. Be true to yourself and follow your own intuition. This will guide you more reliably than anyone else will. And your projects will succeed. Oh, great. Now, it asks me if I have any questions about my love life, and it also gives me a love life column. It says, if your question is about love, you must have confidence in yourself, your feeling, and the strength of your love ideal project. Friendship and encounters will flourish. Yes, you will be appreciated. People will follow you, and people will love you. Very good reading. Now, that's just a reading for me. What about yourself? What's going on in your own life? Now, I know that it's important for a radio host to be able to reveal personal things about themselves in order to reconnect with their audience and with their followers, to make you feel like you're part of my life, to make you feel like I'm intimate enough with you to reach out and touch you. Now, what about you? What do you have to tell me? And what questions would you like to ask about your family? The reason why we're doing family is because once we pair up and correct problems in our domestic family life, we ultimately pour over into our relationship area. Do you know that statistics show that there are so many unresolved homicides of domestic quarrels? Domestic quarrels fall on us on a day-to-day basis. Either it's that ugly green giant called jealousy, or it's that venomous snake who wants to get revenge. There's constantly problems in the nuclear family. In our immediate family, you will find sisters hating one another, brothers despising each other, husband and wives vindictively trying to destroy one another. I don't know if you followed the movie On Bad Behavior, but the family members are acting out. And you will find most of your family members who've had a deceased loved one, that the crime and the murder scene is right there in the home. And it's usually the person that lives in the family that is out to destroy the other family member. We got to put a stop to this. And the way that we do this is we try to develop better relationships amongst us as family. Do you know the order of the birth of a child affects the way the siblings see one another? If you're in the order of position of the oldest person in the family, you're literally drugged down and out because everyone dumps everything on you. And when things go bad, things fall on the oldest. The knee baby never gets any attention. He's the one that can sneak out and become the drug addict because nobody's ever paying him any attention, and he screams out the loudest to get the most attention. Then the young baby is always being admonished for not doing anything, but just admonished because they adore the youngest so much that they look over the things that they're doing, and they literally become the prize person in the family that everyone gives attention and time to. So whatever they want to prevail at, they can, because they're getting so much support from the family. But what about those family members who are fighting to the point where they aim to bring one another down, even if it has to be brought down outside of the house? They're going to connect with the authorities, to bring that person out in the light of everyone to show that he is not as good as everyone perceives him or her to be. Now, when you have those type of idiosyncrasies where brothers and sisters are going after each other to smear each other's character and to derange each other's background, then we have to be very careful, because that becomes a sick mind that is endeavor to destroy someone for no other reason than for that person to look bad. Family members have got to keep correspondence and communication open. So we never leave one another's presence without forgiving one another and leaving each other whole. Because if we step outside of that realm and go on to talk to other people about our bad relationship with our brother or sister, then we carry it to another level and gaining other people outside of the tribe to help you to hate a brother or sister that's in the tribe. A long time ago, we would always get the support of the tribe. And when we got the nod from the tribe, we went out and tried things, and we had confidence, and they helped us to be able to venture into new territory. But things have changed so much, we are all now in an I concept and individual pronoun I. We are not looking to the tribe anymore to get the nod. We're not getting the approval of the tribe, and we don't want to be conceived as a communal group in thinking as a one group. African people have always been a communal person and think as a communal group should. And that's why they had many tribes, so they can define their philosophies differently. And that's why you see so many tribal wars, because on the note of a very different tribal belief can cause the biggest war for a slight difference in our beliefs. Isn't it funny that our beliefs don't count for anything, but yet we will kill one another over belief system? And the church has done it. They've done a worse job than anyone in describing how all these different philosophies and different takes on beliefs has caused us to be Protestants, to be Episcopalians, to be Jehovah's Witness, to be Protestant. We have come to the grips with being so specific and detail-minded, and one washes his head and dips his head in getting his baptism, the other gets sprinkled. How specific do we have to get to find out that we're all just people? But family members are not. One is closer to the mother and is loved dearly by the mother, and he's the favorite, and the rest are hating him from a distance and conniving and scheming as to how to lay hold and to set traps for that person. It's very important that you know that most of your murders are coming from the conceived family members who are laying traps for each other. And if you find a situation going on and you're trying to figure out if it's an outside person perpetrating the family, it's usually with an inside job where the family is perpetrating each other. Now, how do we resolve that? We get an understanding that we must have a relationship with our family members that is cohesive and that is respectable, not a fictitious, sick relationship, and we go on pretending that nothing has happened. Then we go into our relationship for marriage and we find that we have nothing but trouble. That is because we have not resolved the problems at hand in our nuclear family. And that's what the vendor people seeks to do, to change the concept of how you feel about your nuclear family, how you get along with them. Now, in the spirit realm, you might have never gotten along with, outside of the spirit realm, you might have never gotten along with your sister. You just hated her, and you couldn't get along. Well, the spirit tells you to go into a deep meditation on the spirit and to meditate on you seeing yourself getting along with your brother or your sister or significant other. See yourself walking the path and getting along with them and doing this 21 days and doing this consistently will map out a place for you to actually get along with your brother, sister, or mother in the natural realm. Whatever you do in the spirit realm, it will manifest itself to the physical realm. Now, we're asking the spirit to speak to us today and to give us favor and give us direction. I don't know about you, but I have to consult with the spirit on a day-to-day basis. I can't live without asking the spirit, which way do I go? Which way is up? What do I have to do? What do you want me to say? It is you talking to your higher self. No God out there and no visual heaven out there that's going to open up and talk to you. Your temple, your body is where the living God resides, and you better know it so you keep the temple clean so you can go in and call on the spirit. Spirit wants to help you. Spirit is your friend, but it's very polite. It will not bully you and bogart itself into your life. You must invite the spirit in. He's waiting for you, or he's here, it is waiting for you to call him, she, or it in and invite the spirit. That's why we set the pace and we do the prayer. And then we call on the spirit from the miry clay to be a part of our procession as we commune and talk to the spirit. It is up to the living to stay in contact with the spirit realm. And I didn't say dead because most of your spiritualist people don't believe in the dead. We believe that these people are still here permeating at a level where they're in three-dimensional vision. So how do we take the oracle readings to better our life? When you get up in the morning, you do an oracle reading for your life, for your path and what's going on. If there's something unusually going on in your life and you're a little bit unsure about how to handle things, you do a reading to find out, what is the day going to hold for me? What path should I take? It's not saying you're weak. You're just speaking to your inner self. And what is revealed is what your inner self is would have revealed anyway. Because remember, God resides within your inner self. But it's very vital that you have a guide. You just can't be telling me, oh, I'm saved, sanctified, and don't have a mind to go back and deal with the Holy Spirit. And I'm saved, sanctified, and I'm highly favored. Now, you got all those words and B's and saved and everything in place, but show me and demonstrate. Signs and wonders should follow those who believe. Where are your signs? If you are a spiritual person and if something's about to happen and everybody's going on as usual, you're going to say, hold up, wait, wait, something ain't right. And they're going to say, listen to Susie because she's usually right. The spirit is talking to her. Quiet, y'all. The spirit's trying to tell y'all something. Do you not know that is a part of Mother Witch? We all have been born with that. But if you shut it down and don't activate it, don't lubricate it, don't call on it, and submerge it underwater, it goes to sleep. It becomes anesthetized. You got to wake spirit up. You got to wake and stir spirit up. And you got to tap in the spirit, and you got to keep it awake because it wants to go into anesthetism. It wants to fall asleep when you're not activating it. So when Sister Susie starts speaking, she's like, yeah, pardon, everybody's listening because she got a word for them. But guess what? You got a word for them too. You got to exercise your gift and practice and understand that the spirit, you're not going to get something from the other person. Your spiritual old read will tell you what you need to know. You don't have to get a word from Sister Susie. You call on the spirit and ask the spirit, what is it that you want me to do? Or have not I been listening to you? Spirit going to say, you should have been listening in the first place because I reveal all things to you. I let nothing slip up on you. When you're in the spirit is not going to deny you of any good thing. He's going to show you every good gift and every opportunity. So why not do readings? Why not have your oracle readings done so you best understand what's going on in the universe, because guess what? You're not just going to get somebody to come and knock on your door. Hello, I'm spirit. I came here to tell you something. You're going to have to harness the spirit. You're going to have to tarry for the spirit. You're going to have to tarry in the spirit, calling on the spirit over and over again. And spirit is polite. You go to it in a soft, gentle voice. You don't go to it, spirit, you better get me in right now. No, you got to tarry into that. But it's very vital that your readings are very important. Doing various different ceremonial procedures, you bring out the spirit. You search the spirit. You see if there be anything wicked within. And if there's something wicked, the spirit going to search it out and it's going to point it out. But it's very vital that every one of us look at how we're treating our brothers and sisters. And if we can alleviate mistreating our brothers and sisters mistakenly because we feel like they are more prominent than us, or we feel like they are getting the better deal and we're not, be happy for your brother and sister and be ready to extend the right hand of fellowship to your brothers and sisters, no matter if they are excelling more so than you. Because remember, you're one, you're a unit. If they excel, you're excelling. But families have been torn apart because of hatred and the Jones syndrome. They got more than I got, and they were more blessed than I was blessed. Whatever God can give one person, he can give another. So do not covet other people's gifts, such as your brothers and sisters, and don't be a partaker of speaking evil about your brother and sister out in the courtyard and laying hold on them and trying to defeat them, because it's going to pour over into your personal relationship, and you won't have one, ladies and gentlemen. You will be so devastating that you can't get along with your wife or significant other because you didn't learn how to treat your brother and sister. This is a preparation, learning at home how to interact and how to interchange relationship situations, so that when you go and take a wife, because you treated your mother right, you know how to treat your wife. If you don't treat your mother right and you sass her and disrespect her, you won't listen to a thing that your wife is saying. Your wife is an extension of your mother. Your wife becomes your mother, and you look up to her like a mother, and you follow her directions and as she guides you through becoming a better husband, you listen, and that becomes your mother. So when you come home, you give your paycheck to your wife just like your mother, and you wait for her instruction because she is your mother. So if you have mistreated your mother, I know you are getting ready to destroy your wife and physically abuse her because you have no respect for your mother. Now, I want you to know that it's very, very vital that you get a hold on relationships in the family. It's very vital that you understand that we are not going to force spirit on you. As I told you, it must be something that you want to interact with and get to know spirit so spirit can reveal things to you. Spirit is a revealer. Spirit knows all things. It's almost like the right hand of Ephah or Romalah, who was there at your inception. Spirit was there too. So spirit knows what you're going to do, what you have already done, and spirit knows your inception before your end. Spirit knows when you were incepted in the womb, and he knows what your presence is and what your future is going to be. So if spirit has all this knowledge about you, why would you evade and forget about checking in with spirit if spirit knows so much about you? Wouldn't spirit be your posse? Wouldn't spirit be your best friend? Because you can consult the spirit to find out what your next move is going to be. That's right. Spirit is magical. And spirit is always there when you least expect him or her. And spirit goes with you all the way when other people turn back because they have to go back and bury their parents. Spirit is never going to leave you. Spirit will always be there. So if you've got a posse riding with you like that, don't you think you need to tap into his knowledge or her knowledge every now and then to find out which direction, where am I going to go? You don't just flip a coin and say, I'll go this way. You stop, take a reading, and do an EVA, and not an EVA, do an OB. You do an OB by throwing your clarity shells and asking your yes or no question. And as you know, you can carry those clarity shells around with you for a quick answer. But you do want to sit down with the spirit in depth and ask questions about your life and what's going on so you can get some solutions. And that's why we have this room, Oracle Reading, so that you can understand that Oracle Reading is in order. I don't care what somebody told you, that it might be High John the Conqueror or it might be fetish or it might even be voodoo. I don't care what no one told you. This is your mother whip. This is what you inherited from birth, and you need to carry it with you heavily and carry it up under your arm as if it is something you can consult in to get questions for your life. Those of you who think you know it all and don't need questions for your life, then you keep on walking without the spirit. Spirit will show you something. It will slip up on you when you least expect it. And spirit can be gentle, and it can also give mercy. So some of you are going to have to ask the spirit for mercy because you've been evading spirit, you've ignored spirit, and you've walked away from spirit. And spirit don't take kindly to that. You've got to get to know spirit and spend some time with spirit so that when you endeavor to do a reading, spirit is familiar with you and know who you are. You can't go ask the spirit for something and spirit don't know who you are and you have not been spending time with spirit. It's very vital that when you spend enough time in the spirit realm, the spirit knows just about what you're going to ask for and what you need. Spirit has knowledge of your need. And sometimes spirit will give you the desires of your heart before you even ask for it. So it's vital that you get to understand oracle reading. This is just the beginning of oracle readings, but I intend to bring to light a number of different nations' preparations for oracle reading. This might not be to your liking, but there are many others that we're going to introduce. And we're going to take that time for the next couple of months to introduce a different nation's divination, give you a chance to research it, to find out more about it, to make it apropos in your home, and to especially use it with getting on a better ground and better relationship with your brother, your sister, and your mother. There's so many children in foster care, and they're in blended homes now, and they're being made to develop relationship with strangers in their home, who they call brothers and sisters. You're going to have to rely on the spirit at all times to give you an insight into the family and which family you are blending with. And you're going to have to understand that we have no nuclear families anymore. They're just spreading all over the place, and there are many, many foster care families that are not really family. But we have to learn how to be decent and cultured to one another when we are in these families. And that's why spirit is very important. You allow the spirit to come up on you. You go into the spirit if you have to separate yourself from an evil environment. When you close your eyes and go up in the spirit and remove yourself from a bad situation, spirit will be there to protect you. And spirit will be there to prevent you from having any harm. The biggest problem we have in society today is socialization, people not knowing how to get along with one another. So it's very vital that you take some time to learn how to get along with your fellow brothers and sisters because you have to live with them on a day-to-day basis. And when you move to the outside world to take on a wife or a husband, you have to also know how to behave yourself in a situation when you're married to a husband or wife. You can't get these solutions to the answers unless you've known spirit.
How many of you have known spirit and sit with spirit and suffer spirit? You don't just get to know spirit when you get into a crunch or a hypothetical situation. You have to call on spirit in the good times and the bad times and to build a relationship with spirit so the spirit will be there to help you. Children tend to have the same temperament in the family. Once you're raised and trained, your parents teach you a certain way of behaving, and the household tends to behave that way. But there's always one black sheep of the family that thinks he's got all the answers and he wants to be independent from the tribe. You must get that young person to see that a tribal belief under one roof is very important, that you all gain the same concept and the same respect for one another and learn how to interact with each other. But if you go on mistreating your brother and sister and thinking you can take his life away, there's some people that plot and scheme to remove their mothers and their fathers and their loved ones and sisters. What kind of knowledge is this that you don't know what to do with an infant or a child? Some parents have no business having children to use them as slaves in their family and to use them as comforting tools in their family. These are the kind of things that families will be removed from their children and lose custody. So we as African Americans got to get an understanding. What do we do with baby when we have baby? Why don't we take some parenting classes to learn how to interact with this child? We don't interact with the child by using force on the child and shaking the child to death. We have to understand that there's a relationship problem there. When you have an infant, the infant is cared for throughout the family. That is a family structure. The infant is being cared for by everyone and nurtured so that when it comes to full age, it could stand on its own. We don't destroy the infant's confidence while they're an infant. We don't take away their courage when they get to be a toddler. We build on this so that we understand that our very family structure has been made up on a structure that will make that child become a civil human being. That is why we have so many uncivil arrests in society, because we have not raised these children right under the right scrupulous and showed him how to love and be loving. A child by nature is loving. So when it comes in the family, it wants to be loved. But if you reject that child and show that child meanness and hatred, the child learns to hate and he learns meanness. But the structure of the family has to be laid down in a proper manner. Just going to church and saying, turn around and love your neighbor, is not giving you enough insight how to treat your brothers and sisters and how to connect to your family member. You have got to have good parents that are laying the foundation, teaching you these things. Or you have to have some outlet where you can go and understand what are the tools that you need to be a good parent and how do you handle a child when he needs chastisement. So if we impart these procedures in our lives, it makes us a better individual and human being. And then when we go to look for a wife, it's a good thing for a man to find a wife. But when he finds a wife, if his father was an abuser and if his father battered his mother, he cannot take those characteristics over into a marriage thinking that he's going to be a man. He must understand the difference between wrong and right in a relationship. Communication is the key. We must develop good communication, and we cannot stagnate our communication with these electrical toys and avoid from having good conversation. We must spend a lot of time in making one another understand each other through communicating. And communication is when one listens and the other talks, and vice versa. We are not yelling and screaming and thinking this is a way to communicate, because it isn't. And it's very vital if you're going to learn meditation, you learn meditation, and then you learn how to tap into the spirit at the same time. So you best go into the spirit, and the spirit talks to you and gives you information while you're in the spirit. And that is where you hear from the Creator through your quietness and through your meditation. So let us get quiet now and let the meditation permeate our mind and help us to be a better brother or sister in our nuclear family. Help us to join together, and in times when we come together, we do a reading to find out our best path and what we're supposed to do within this family, and especially looking at the elders to make sure we are handling and treating the elders right. And our ancestors can tell us what to do. And sometimes our family members leave us, but they're still connected to the family through ancestral community. Don't forget about those mothers and grandmothers that you've had good relationships with after they've transitioned. Continue to call their names and to remember them, because this is how the spirit works. The spirit only can work when you stir up the spirit and the gift in you. Once that spirit is stirred up and the gift is stirred up in you, then you know exactly how that spirit works and what it needs and what it wants. You have been listening to Maddie Harvey's Baby Sister, and this is part two of the oracle readings of the Vendor Tablets. Please listen to it on demand, and I'm sure you'll find that it is a great addition to teaching you oracle readings. And we'll be back with you again to talk about another nation's oracle readings and how we get through our lives by consulting the spirit to get direction for our lives. And don't be ashamed, and don't think it's some false ritual that we're doing. This is all a part of your life. And if you are accentuating your culture, you have a way of life, so that you don't just run into things and you don't fall into things, but you get a glimpse of the future through the oracle readings to help guide you in doing the right thing. So let's listen more to our spirit and less to our flesh and blood, and put our flesh and blood under so that it will not overrule our spirit. And we'd like to thank you once again and say to you, today is the day that you start your oracle reading and get into the spirit. And for the benefit of those who are still listening to my tapes and my reruns, please go out and check out my website that's on Facebook. And that website has our events on it, the activities that we're going to be doing for the year. And we want you to be a part of it as a communal group for our tribe. And we thank you so very much. And we say, oh, double and baba booey to you all. Thank you.